pussyfoot.com. Matt Dillmore along with
Matthew Alsberg.
Welcome to December 2013. It's Pussyfoot, Matt.
Yes.
It's our holiday spectacular.
Yes, the community bulletin board style web design for Pussyfoot.
Yes, you can listen to, if you're on the website, you can listen to Pussyfoot in kind of easily accessible little snippets.
Yes.
We have one song this year. It's our song of the year that we're going to get into and reveal in a second, Matt.
Yes.
Let's just let the listeners know, if they are kind of jumping around the site, what they are in store for. First up, we've got Blake Everett, Blake at the Movies. What's he review this month?
He reviews the new Martin Scorsese, Leonardo DiCaprio collabo, The Wolf of Wall Street.
Or as Blake would call it,
Wolf on Wall Street.
The Wolf on Wall Street.
Well, after some prodding.
Yes. But again, it's a Leo Marty Scorsese masterpiece? Yeah.
We'll find out. Masterpiece.
Yes. Blake also interpolates his review into musical form.
That's right.
What's the catch?
A classic sort of humorous little Christmas ditty called I'm Getting Nuttin' for Christmas.
So stand by for that, folks.
Yes.
An exciting Blake at the Movies. We've got Eddie Rouse, Eddie Sage-like advice. Three questions this month.
That's right.
They have to do with, I guess, maybe casting eyes toward 2014, Matt.
That's right. We are on the precipice of a new year, and these are questions that are from people who are on the verge of a transition in life. The humble chrysalis is opening, and the butterfly will be spreading its wings in 2014. They kind of need a little guidance on that.
And they've come to the right place.
That's
Eddie
right.
Rouse, Eddie's sage-like advice, the last one of 2013. And Misty Mayhem, an obit this month, Matt, that holidays are tough.
Yes.
You reflect on the year that was.
Always.
Misty finds herself eulogizing a man who dedicated his life to the pen.
Yes.
And also to his people in Egypt.
Not 100% certain he wrote with a pen.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe that is my mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But on the second count, 100% correct.
Right.
That's right. Yes. An Egyptian man of the word.
Yes.
Yes.
Blake, Eddie, Misty, we thank you for your 2013 year of service here at Pussyfoot. Of course, Matt, there's a keynote guest, even on this community bulletin board style show format. It's a man that we just recently became aware of the existence of, a band that he was the lead guitarist for.
That's right.
It's called Fresh Blueberry Pancake.
Yes.
Straight out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, late 60s, early 70s. Pressed about 100 copies of a demo that then got out there into the world, became known as an album titled Heavy. And we talked to Mr. John Behrens about a variety of things, Matt.
A little bit about just sort of the Pittsburgh scene at the time, just kind of what the motivations behind a young psychedelic band could be.
And then to bring it full circle, what kind of ground he's covered personally and professionally since the release of this demo.
That's right.
John Behrens, our keynote guest, he's the guitarist of the uber-obscure Pittsburgh psych rock outfit, Fresh Blueberry Pancake, a Pussyfoot exclusive.
That's right.
Now we get to the song of the year, Maddie, and we know the listeners are standing by. Last year, of course, Too Much Congregation.
That's right.
We've had, you know, run down the list. We've got Bottom of the Pussy Hole from Cameron back in the day. That kind of kicked everything off. This year, Pussyfoot, I think we really take a lot of pride in introducing you to a lot of truly unknown outsider, primitive, folk, DIY artists.
Yes.
This guy not only has started to make music, but he's a folk artist, an outsider artist himself.
Mm-hmm.
Lonnie Holly.
Yes.
Straight out of Atlanta, Georgia.
Shout out Mr. I.
Yes.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Mr. Imagination. The name of this track, Maddie?
Six Space Shuttles. And 144,000 elephants.
Lonnie Holly, Six Space Shuttles and 144,000 elephants. It's the Pussyfoot Song of the Year for 2013.
A woman once asked me, Why do I sing for a queen? I said all the queen have done, all of her hard labor. I said I was there for inauguration. I wasn't there for celebration. But I'm around when a birthday comes. So happy birthday, happy birthday. I say, in my mind, I got the design. In my mind, I got the design. Thought about it, I thought about it. Six space shuttles, the size of the Hindenburg and the Titanic, both put together. Expandable, transformable, and so adaptable. And just for the show of it, for the nose of it, six space shuttles and 144,000 elephants. Divide them by six, and every 60 hours let one leave the earth from here, and another one leave the earth from there, and another one leave the earth from over yonder, and another one leave the earth from down yonder, and another one leave the earth from up yonder. By time all six get off in the universe for the exploration of the planet Earth, when queens get together, be flying around above the ground. When they come back down. When they come back down, when they come back down, when they come back down, they can work around, they can talk around, they can meet around. They can heal the ground. They can heal the air and fix the water too. That's what my six space shuttle. That's what my six space shuttle. That's what my six space shuttles will do. And just for the show of it, just for the know of it, that all humans may know, that all humans may know, when king could come together and do these things for queen. Happy birthday, dear queen. Happy birthday, dear queen. Happy birthday.